And now,
we present to you
Seriously
Ignorant
News.
S-I-N.
Just ignorant.
It's a little disturbing.
Ignorant.
I could understand if it was 200 years ago.
Seriously?
For real?
Ignorant.
S-I-N.
Seriously Ignorant.
On Wednesday, tomorrow, Damon will be at the Arcade Theater in St. Charles with George Benson. The George
Are you
Benson?
Singing the national anthem, man? I hear you.
Hallelujah.
Seriously?
And Saturday, Damon will be in St. Louis with comedian Maurice and singer John B.
He's singing, man. Damon is singing, man. He's singing, player.
Seriously Ignorant News chief correspondent Damon Williams reports on a woman whose defense could be PDS, pork deficiency syndrome. Seriously, Damon.
Seriously, Tom. As serious as the chance that Beyonce really wakes up like that. She was fine at the Met, but nobody wakes up like that. Seriously.
That fine, huh?
Not that fine. All right, there was a line in the movie. They'll screw you at the drive-thru. And it makes you mad. You know, you go home and your fries are missing or something like that. So especially if you are Shanika Torres in Grand Rapids. She went to a McDonald's drive-thru, sir. Ordered a burger with bacon. Which I didn't know you could do that at McDonald's, get burgers with bacon. But apparently.
Yes, you can.
You can. Or you can't because they didn't give Shanika her bacon. So she returned to find out what happened to her bacon. The management apologized and gave her a whole nother free meal. Only problem was, when she got home, they didn't have her bacon on it again. So she came back to McDonald's. She was so angry this time that she shot up the McDonald's.
What?
Yes, she shot up the McDonald's and drove off. So they caught her up. Now, this was a while back. Now she's been to court, and she's been sentenced 3 to 7 years for this, for shooting at a building and using a gun during a felony. And now she's in jail, where I hope they put all the bologna on that choke sandwich. Cheers. If they don't want no problems, they better put that bologna on that sandwich. As serious as the women still trying to figure out what the hell is going on with Denzel. I know y'all saw that picture.
That seems so hurt, D. They really do, man.
It's like it better be a movie out soon with him playing an old, dirty old man or something. And speaking of dirty old men, this next story is about some messy church folks in Memphis. Now, this is at New Salem Missionary Baptist Church. Things got a little rowdy one Wednesday at Bible study. Two female members, Beverly and Terry, had a little disagreement when Beverly confronted Terry and told her she better stop sleeping with somebody. That's the way it was left, okay? Then Terry got all up in Beverly's face and said, "Or what?" Now, this was Wednesday. Sunday came around at church. Beverly saw Terry near the choir stand and during service and said, "So are you going to do something now?" So she trying to provoke Terry. Terry said, "I ain't with that in church." But these ain't no young women doing this because, you know, Beverly and Terry, these grown-ass women, right? In fact, Terry's grown daughter saw the confrontation and tried to separate the two, but not before some blows were thrown. I'm telling you, this is during service. Now, this is when Beverly's cousin jumped in and Terry's daughter and other family members all began fighting in church. Now, in fact, the fight spilled out into the church yard, and they were still fighting when the police showed up. They had to break them up. So they say these families have a long history of conflict, but what they have never said through this whole story is who the man is. So chances are, it's probably the pastor. Anyway, you ain't heard that from me, but report live from Chicago, the chief correspondent, David Williams. Go Bulls.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Don't get too excited. It's only one game. It's a 7-game series.
Says the man pulling for Cleveland.
Hallelujah.
Free.
Hallelujah.
At the top.